Mariachis and soul music welcomed in the new council that will represent the city of San Antonio from now through mid-2021. The June 8th runoff elections added Jada Andrew Sullivan in District 2, Adriana Rocha Garcia in District 4, and Melissa Cabello Havardah in District 6. And that means that women now hold 6 of the council's 11 seats. District 5 Councilwoman Shirley Gonzalez, one of the longest serving members on the council, was thrilled.
This is the kind of thing that you dream of, working hand in hand with incredible colleagues, women for the first time, all of us elected to work together for a common cause and hopefully the things that really matter to a city like San Antonio.
District 3 Councilwoman Rebecca Villagran said San Antonio is setting an example.
We in San Antonio are a national leader declaring from coast to coast that the way to go is with female elected leaders. Specifically, these women of color who will push harder and stronger to ensure that things get done.
Villagran, Gonzalez, and District 7 Councilwoman Ana Sandoval have championed women's issues on the City Council. The council passed a resolution on promoting equity for women last November. Before the inauguration, Villagran said a female majority may help give greater attention to issues affecting women.
You know, the earnings gap. We have not enough women in the workforce. We also have the most amount of rapes in our largest four cities in the state of Texas. I mean, those are the gender disparities and highlighting the issues. And what are we going to do to rectify that and eliminate that too?
Christine Drennan is a professor and director of the Urban Studies program at Trinity University. She says the new council will bring different perspectives.
People have different life experiences, and then they're gonna think about or prioritize different issues. So race, ethnicity, age, gender, all of these are going to be important.
Along with being majority female, the council is also made up mostly of people of color and has been for many years. All of the women are Latina or African American. San Antonio's population is 51% female and 64% Hispanic. Drennan points out that the female council members represent some of the lower income districts in San Antonio.
They are our lower income city council districts also. So then those issues, you know, the child care issues, the paid sick leave issues, hopefully the affordable housing issue also, now will be, you know, thought about and considered from a very different perspective.
Melissa Cabello Havardah, the newly elected councilwoman for District 6, says aside from the female majority, she's looking forward to the council's varying viewpoints.
Well, you know, we all bring a unique set of qualities. We're all, a majority of us anyway, are women. But even so, we come from all different kind of walks of life, different educational backgrounds. And that's really what I'm more excited about, is the fact that we come from all these different areas of our town.
Men have dominated the city council since the city began installing council members or aldermen in the 1830s. Only twice have women been in the majority. The first time was in 2008 when Jennifer Ramos was appointed to represent District 3. 2019 is the second time, but this is the first time the female majority resulted from an election. San Antonio isn't the only major Texas city to have elected a majority female council. Since 2015, women have made the majority of Austin City Council in 7 of its 11 seats. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.